It is God's desire that as surely as the dawn breaks forth daily, so will the revelation of His goodness be evident daily in every area of your life. Welcome to Dawn Extras with Tim Grage.
Hello, family, and welcome to Dawn with Tim Grage. Dawn is found in Isaiah 58 verse 8, where the Lord says that your light will shine like the dawn. It's a covenant promise where God was saying to us, as surely as we expect the dawn each day to rise, we can expect His mercy, His promises, His goodness, His faithfulness to rise upon our lives. That's our covenant promise as with respect to this devotion. And I believe that it is your experience. It will be your experience in the name of Jesus. Today, I want to talk to you about something I've simply titled Midwives. My scripture is taken from Exodus chapter 1, verse 17. It says, "However, the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but kept the male children alive." They kept the male children alive. In this historical account, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, had hired these midwives to engage the Hebrew women who were about to give birth, and the idea or agenda was to kill their male children. He feared that the deliverer was about to be born, and indeed he was right. These midwives, they feared God and they refused to perform the act, this particular act of genocide, and for this God rewarded them, and a deliverer was indeed born. You know the deliverer, his name was Moses. So it's obvious Moses needed a midwife. We all need midwives in our lives. These are people that arise on our behalf and ensure that the children we are carrying, that is, whether that's a physical child or your dreams, your visions, your aspirations, that they are not truncated but are brought to life. It took a midwife in the person of a eunuch to let Esther know that she needed or what she needed to take to the king. It took a midwife like Samuel to help David know that a king was inside of him. Midwives are sometimes in palaces like Jonathan, who midwifed David, or in kitchens like the maid, the unnamed maid that helped direct Naaman to the prophet that eventually got him healed. Sometimes we miss the midwives because they don't come dressed how we expect them to be. It was the discernment, for example, of Jesus that ensured that Jesus recognized the midwife in the person of John the Baptist, because John looked nothing like the person that should baptize Jesus. Midwives are like doors. You must note that the door to a room is always smaller than the room they lead into. Let me say that again. The door to a room is always smaller than the room they lead into. This is why the way we treat people, everyone and anyone, is key in this, our journey of life. Midwives could be people or situations. Jesus was our midwife, still is our midwife to salvation and eternal encounters with the Father. That's why Jesus, speaking about himself, he said he is the way, he is a door. No one comes to the Father except by him. Midwives could be people or they could be situations. Midwives could be friends, colleagues. Midwives could even be enemies. For example, it took an enemy in the person of a Goliath to help David get out of mediocrity and get out of obscurity to gain the attention of both the king and the entire nation. Engaging and working with midwives requires discernment and wisdom. Discernment to recognize it or them, and wisdom to mine the resource effectively. God never, ever leaves His children helpless. With a bit of patience and quietness, you will hear the leading of the Spirit, and you will discover the midwife who sometimes has always been there. I feel a need to read this part to you again, to say this part to you again. Midwives are like doors. The door to a room is always smaller than the room they lead into. This is why we must be circumspect in the way we treat people, everyone and anyone, in this, our journey of life. Today, I would like us to take a few minutes and spend time in praying concerning the midwives God has assigned to facilitate our destinies. Understand that these prayers are prophetic, they are timely, they are for your life right now. Are you ready to pray? I'll give you a scripture, then I'll give you the prayer point. Our first scripture is in Psalm 37, verse 23. It says, it is written that the steps of the righteous are ordered by God. The steps of the righteous are ordered by God. First prayer point, I want you right now to declare that your steps are ordered to the location and by the Spirit of God of your midwives in the name of Jesus. Did you get it? That your steps are ordered to the location. You are the righteous because you were born again. Declare that your steps are ordered to the location by the Spirit of God of where your midwives are located in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice. Let's pray. Everlasting Father, Lahus Kaban Tequila Bragodosha. Thank you for your grace. Thank you because our words carry power. I thank you because our steps are ordered. Our steps are ordered as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Our steps are ordered. Today I declare that my steps, the steps of my family, the steps of everyone connecting with me right now are ordered to the location of their midwives in the name of Jesus as by the Spirit of God. Because we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, because we are the righteous, our steps are ordered. Today we declare that they are ordered to the location of the midwives that you have ordained to our lives and for our lives and our destiny in the name of Jesus. Right now, I want you to also command that your midwives, wherever they are loosed and they find you now in the name of Jesus. Did you get that? Command that your midwives, wherever they are loosed and they find you now in the name of Jesus. Go for it. I declare in the name of Jesus over our lives that our midwives, wherever they are loosed. They are loosed. Whatever hindrance, whatever obstacle, whatever delayed tactic has been placed by the enemy or even by their own resistance to stop them from coming to us, I declare them loosed. It is written, whatsoever we bind is bound, whatsoever we loose is loosed. So we loose them now and we declare that they locate us in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Remember, God had sent Ananias to go and lay hands on Paul to cause Paul to regain his sight. But Ananias was not keen on the assignment. So whilst Paul was languishing in his blindness, without food, waiting for a deliverer, Ananias was there arguing with God. For as long as Ananias was arguing, the predicament of Paul was pronounced and was prolonged. I want you to declare that every resistance in the heart of your midwife that is stopping them from coming through to you, that resistance is broken because God has ordained them to be your midwife. So you are not manipulating. God has ordained them. Declare that every resistance, every stubbornness in their heart stopping them from coming to you is broken now in the name of Jesus. We declare it broken. Every stubbornness of heart stopping our midwives from coming through to us is frustrated and terminated in the name of Jesus. We silence the argument and we declare that their hearts are quickened in our direction. The resistance internally is removed and they come looking for us. We declare, please don't play with this. They come looking for us now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Our testimonies break forth. 1 Samuel 18, verse 3 says, and Jonathan loved David as his own soul. And Jonathan loved him, that's David, as his own soul. I want you to now pray that your midwife favors you now according to the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. That your midwife, they favor you. For all you know, they're already around you. I want you to, don't start calling people's names, that's witchcraft. Declare that your midwives, they favor you now. In that we have what we say, the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. That your midwives favor you now in the name of Jesus. Pray. I declare, whoever, wherever my midwives are, be them people or situations, they favor me now. They are orchestrated into the events and the course of my life now. They favor me now. I declare that the people involved, they see me and they fall in love. I speak over your people in the name of Jesus, and I declare that the midwives that you have ordained, that you have sanctioned, even before we were born, to be the crucible upon which our dreams will be born. I declare they favor us now, they find us now, they locate us now, and they favor us in the name of Jesus. Your people are favored now by their midwives in the name of Jesus. It is so. In Jesus' name, I want you now to affirm that every veil, listen carefully, that every veil that shielded you or your midwife from discovering yourselves, that it is torn. Note the prayer point, it's on the screen, that every veil that shielded you or your midwife from discovering each other, that veil is torn in the name of Jesus. Let's pray. We tear every veil, even as the veil in the temple was torn from the top to the bottom. We speak as kings. We speak as ones with authority, and we declare that every veil, whatever it is, whether it's a belief system, whether it's other people, whether it's circumstances, whatever veil is stopping the people, whether it's spiritual veils, stopping the midwives from coming to us, stopping us from recognizing and encountering our midwives, we command the veils torn, top to bottom, completely split, no longer split, no longer capable of hindering us in the name of Jesus. We declare it so in Jesus' name. Now listen to this. When Mary came to meet her cousin Elizabeth, watch this. She came to meet her cousin Elizabeth, and she began to speak to her cousin. Elizabeth said, as soon as Mary spoke, the baby in her womb began to leap. The baby in her womb began to leap. We must be deliberately surrounded by people that keep our dreams alive. Unfortunately for some of us, some of the people that surround us are the ones stifling our dreams, and maybe we don't even know, and we don't need to know. All we need to do is address it in prayer. This is the prayer I need you to pray now. You need to declare that every enemy, listen carefully, every enemy pretending to be a friend, be exposed and removed from my life now in the name of Jesus. Every enemy pretending to be a friend, be exposed and removed in Jesus' name. Pray. I declare in the name of Jesus, every enemy pretending to be a friend that is causing the hindrance of our destiny from maturing, from manifesting, we command you to be revealed, exposed, and removed. Be removed. Be removed. Every enemy pretending to be a friend, be exposed, be removed from our lives now in the name of Jesus. We sanction it so in Jesus' name. We're almost there. We're still praying. I want you now, remember Ahithophel in the story of David. Ahithophel was David's core wise man. The Bible says that the wisdom of Ahithophel was as though God himself had spoken. He rebelled against David and he began to seek David's life. He chose to partner with David's rebellious son Absalom, and he began to give wisdom. So, and David realized, this man is so wise. If nothing is done, his wisdom will ensure that I am trapped and this kingdom is completely taken from me. So David prayed a prayer. He said, God should turn the wisdom of Ahithophel into foolishness. Did you hear me? That was David's prayer. Now I want us to pray the same. This is the prayer you will declare. That every counsel of Ahithophel, that those are the individuals in your life that are giving counsel against you, that let their counsel against you be turned to foolishness. God answered the prayer of David. And when Ahithophel gave his counsel, Absalom rejected it. If Absalom had listened to it, Absalom would have been the next king. But God heard the prayer of his covenant child, just as you are his covenant child, even more so because you are his covenant child in Christ Jesus, more so than David. So you will declare that the counsel of every Ahithophel speaking against you is turned to foolishness in the name of Jesus. We need the right people in the corridors of power, not Ahithophels. Pray in the name of Jesus. We cancel every counsel of Ahithophel. We command it canceled in the name of Jesus. It is turned to foolishness. It will sound like foolishness in the ears of them that hear it in the name of Jesus. Every Ahithophel that is bringing counsel against us, we declare that it is turned to foolishness. They will not be heard. They will not be yielded to in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, let's push. The Hebrew wives in Exodus 1:17, who were to be abortionists to the Jews had their hearts turned to favor them. Remember, they were midwives, but the Pharaoh was hiring them to become abortionists. But God changed their hearts. And so instead of being abortionists, they remained midwives. So I want you to declare that even the abortionists around you with the potential of helping you, that they are moved by God right now. Because some of these abortionists, they actually have the power to help you. So you will declare that even those that have positioned themselves against you, those who are abortionists but yet have the power to help you, declare that their hearts are turned now to favor you. Go in the name of Jesus. We declare it, that everyone that has taken the position of opposition against us, who has the power to turn our lives around, to change our situation, we declare in the matchless name of Jesus, we declare that their hearts are turned. The heart of a king is in your hands. Their hearts are turned now, and they favor us in the name, in the matchless, in the precious name of Jesus. We declare it so in Jesus' name. Now I want you to declare that declare that your midwives, they find you now. This is our last prayer. So I want you to declare it, that your midwives, wherever they are, whatever they are, because I told you they could be people, they could be circumstances, they could be situations, they could be friends, they could be enemies, declare that whoever, whatever they are, that they find you now. And by discernment, you recognize them, and by wisdom, you maximize it. Let's pray. In the name of Jesus, I declare that our midwives, they find us now. And by discernment, we recognize them. And by wisdom, we capitalize on the situation to the praise and glory of your name. We declare, we prophesy and declare it. And we say now, our midwives find us now by the mercies of God in the name of Jesus. It is so, signed, sealed, and delivered in the name of Jesus and by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Expect encounters. Oh, I'm so serious. We have not just bid our time by doing what we've just done. The Bible says that he has not asked his children to seek him in vain. He says, to him that asketh, receiveth. To him that knocketh, the door is open. If you have done it, if you have done the prayer, it has been answered. Expect, become open. As you are going about your business today, begin, continuously declare that you have a spirit of discernment. You recognize your midwives. Your midwives recognize you. This week, you encounter help. You encounter help. Those difficult situations are turned around. I speak into your circumstance. Counsel comes. Advice comes. Resource comes. Help us find you. Circumstances are manipulated and turned around to favor you. I declare it so. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I hope this has made sense. Your midwives have found you.